This is the 60-Second Planner from Limeburg Information Services. Here are Bob Keebler and Ed Slott.
On April 9, 2021, the Internal Revenue Service issued Publication 590, Distributions from Individual Retirement Arrangements. On page 12 of Publication 590, they provide the following controversial example. Your father died in 2020. You are the designated beneficiary of your father's traditional IRA. You use Table 1 and see that your life expectancy in 2021 is 31.4. If the IRA was worth $100,000 at the end of 2020, your RMD for 2021 would be $3,185. This is controversial because for well over a year, all the experts have agreed that you could defer distributions when you were a designated beneficiary to the end of the 10th year. Ed Slott is joining us today to provide his perspective on this example.
That's right, Bob. We thought the 10-year rule worked like the old 5-year rule, and we still think that, by the way, that there are no distributions required until the whole balance has to come out at the end of the 10-year period. So this is a shocking interpretation. I wouldn't take any action on this now. I wouldn't have any beneficiaries take RMDs till well into the year. There is a comment period. IRS will issue proposed regs, and it may change. But for now, this is the IRS position, as shocking as it is.
On behalf of Limeburg Information Services, this has been Ed Slott and Bob Keebler with a 60-Second Planner.